Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Scott Howell.
Hello, good neighbors. Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast, brought to you by the Friends and Neighbors Group of Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. My name is Scott Howell, and I'm your host. And for you that might be listening for the first time, the purpose of the Good Neighbor Podcast is to bring awareness to the residents of our communities of the locally owned and or operated businesses in Cleveland, Chattanooga, and the surrounding areas. Small local businesses are the backbone of our communities, and they need our support. And joining me today is Dr. John Fee at Key to Change Wellness. Welcome, Dr. John, and thank you for being our special guest today on the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Hey, Scott. Thanks so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Looking forward to talking to you about what you do there and everything. As you know, we've already chatted. I already met your partner in the business, Dr. Kelly Mueller, and soon to be your partner in life. A little bit later on in the year, and exciting things going on over there. Before we get started, tell me a little bit about yourself and before we get into your business.
Yeah, so I'm actually originally from north of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and kind of bounced around the country a little bit. I lived in the Mid-Atlantic area, Maryland, for a while, and then went to chiropractic school in Florida and spent quite a bit of time there, and then came here, and Tennessee seemed like the right spot right in the middle. And background was, I was the son of a basketball coach, so basketball was everything in our household. And I was the one with the injuries. And it's kind of funny how things led us to different directions. That's why I'm trying to be, injury prevention. And then my brother, sure, on the other hand, didn't. And he is into the coaching now. So, yeah.
Well, you know what? God works in mysterious ways.
Because
if you went down a different path, you might not ever come to Tennessee. And, yep, and Dr. Kelly wouldn't have, if she hadn't come to Tennessee, then y'all would have never met. So there you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I know she told me she was from Wisconsin. So, but I'm really happy for both of y'all. And I tell you, when it comes to Key to Change Wellness, we understand that you're a chiropractor, but tell us a little bit more about what you do, what you offer the community.
Yeah. So it's, chiropractors sometimes gets labeled as they just think you adjust joints and that's it. And the way I was taught in schooling, to kind of hold that title of doctor of chiropractic, it's much more than that. A lot of people don't realize that, we adjust joints when they're not moving like they should, but we do a lot of soft tissue work, anything from, I've also been certified in some of this stuff, but dry needling, some therapeutic cupping, instrument assisted soft tissue mobilization, a lot of different therapies like that. As well as we have the ability to refer out for imaging like x-rays and MRIs. So it goes beyond just the, manipulation of the joint, and really focusing on the whole person and suiting and helping that person of whatever they need.
Yeah. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because one of the things I was going to ask you, and since you're already on that topic, I'll just ask you that now. There are a lot of myths and misconceptions regarding chiropractic. And I only found that out after I started being treated by one myself, because
sure,
you do grow up with this image that people have put out there more so years ago, when chiropractic was more unknown. So tell us about some kind of common, besides the one that you just mentioned, tell us about a common myth or misconception sometimes that people might have that you could help dispel.
I think one of them is, if I am adjusted, then I'm going to have to be adjusted all the time for the rest of my life. And I think that's a common misconception, that people don't want to fork over extra money of something they think they might not need. In reality, it's a little bit different. I like to really educate patients on, you might be doing this, but you also do a lot of things in your life. Like you go hiking, or you sit at a desk all day, and all these things play a toll on your body. And, I was kind of associated to like a car, right? We use our car every day in most cases. And, there's wear and tear, whether it be, misaligned or, needs an oil change, things like that. But we take care of our car, why don't we take care of our bodies? So, you know, I educated patients on that, and I say it looks different for everybody. You know, sometimes you might, some people that are a little bit older, the joints don't move as much. They might need once a week or every 2 weeks. And then there's some people who can go every couple months. But it's just a good thing to, you know, kind of keep you going. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're not going to have to go every week for the rest of your life. And that's a common misconception, I think.
Well, thank you for helping us with that one, because I have heard that before myself, yeah. But people said about it. Tell our listeners about your journey. You talked about a little bit about, you know, having to move around, and you told us you wound up in chiropractic school in Florida, but how did you arrive at deciding that was the part of your journey that you wanted to pursue?
Yeah. So this is my second career. I originally was a safety and risk manager for multitude of different industries, and chiropractic care helped me. I didn't find out about it until I was like 22 years old, and I had already been through knee surgery and multitude of other aches and pains and stress fracture in my low back. And, you know, when I found out about it and how off I was, it made a lot of sense to me of why maybe some of these things might have occurred that I had been through. And it just always, you know, after that, I kind of fell in love with it. And it was always something that I did moving forward because it felt good for my body. And I also have scoliosis on top of that. So, you know, muscles pull tighter to one side than the other. So it just made me feel good. So I wasn't in pain. And through that, I just continued to think about it and, you know, came to a fork in the road later in life. When I was 29, I decided I was going to go to chiropractic school after, you know, being a little fed up with my current situation in my career, and not being appreciated that much. And I was like, you know, I've always had this passion for it. Why don't I go do something in my career? Cause life is short, that I'm passionate about, cause I enjoy helping people. I knew that, but it was in what capacity helping people. And that was what I decided on. So, I also, on top of that, had a, kind of a life-changing moment when one of my best friends had passed away, and he was a small business owner, and it was, you know, sudden news. And I knew he would have been like, hey, why are you whining about what you're doing? Go do what you want to do. So after that, I made that decision that I was going to pack up, leave Maryland, and drive to Florida on my 30th birthday, actually.
So, well, I tell you, it seemed like what I heard you saying through all that is, it's kind of a labor of love for you. You had situations in your life that chiropractic helped, and you wanted to use it to help others. And that's a wonderful, wonderful testimony. So outside of work, when you're not working on the business, which I know right now is not a lot, y'all have a lot going on there, but when you're working on the business, what do y'all do for fun?
For fun? We both, you know, I like to practice what I preach. So we both like to work out quite a bit. So I've recently ventured out in more of the group fitness classes, which I've never really done. I've always just gone to the gym. And so we do that together, which is a lot of fun to stay fit. And then, you know, anything from long walks with our dog to hiking to, you know, just traveling and join new restaurants or getting together with friends or seeing family. That kind of keeps us. It's mainly what we do right now, but I always am up for something new. So if we get the urge to try something new out, whether it be a concert or something like that, we're usually getting into something new and trying things out. So,
yeah. Yeah. That's you're definitely in a good area for the hiking and walking. And,
there's
plenty of places around the Chattanooga area to do that. That's for sure. Cleveland, absolutely, and Chattanooga both. So I want to get just a little bit more personal with you. You've mentioned a few things, but can you tell us about one hardship or life challenge that you went through that you rose above and now can say that you're probably better or stronger for it?
Yeah, I would probably say at that point that I was telling you about in my career when I was really struggling, and there were some other life situations going on at that time as well that just you know, kind of created a storm of not, you know, one of those bad times in life where it just seems a lot of, very gray. And I think, you know, obviously with the passing of a close friend, that was very challenging as well. And I think getting through those times and then also starting school at the age of 30, you know, most of my classmates, there are a few that were in their 30s, but most of them are straight out of their undergrad, you know, in their early 20s. And I had to, like, you know, see past that and just be yourself and, you know, just accept where you're at in life. And I think all those times were pretty challenging, you know, and you had to give up a lot of new things. I got a brand new vehicle, my cushy job, and I had to give that up to take a used minivan that my mom was going to get rid of, and with over 250,000 miles, and show up to, you know, school with that. So yeah, I would say that time was pretty challenging, but definitely got me to where I'm at today, and it got me to the person I am today.
A little humility goes a long way, don't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. I've been there myself. I understand. If you could tell our listeners one thing about Dr. Johnny Fee and Key to Change Wellness, and you could shout it from the rooftop, there was one thing you wish people knew about you, what would it be?
Well, this is twofold. I'd say we're very caring is number one, which I hope every provider says that, because that should be at the forefront of why they do what we do. And then I would say corporate wellness, which is something that I'm passionate about, and it's part of our business. You know, I may mention about being in the industry of safety and risk management. I wore that hat, but we always took our employees to, you know, preferred physicians and things when things got to be too bad and when they needed surgery or something like that. So that's a big part of our business that I think we are continuing to get the word out about. And the people who do utilize us for corporate wellness love it. And so I'd say that's the one thing. If I were to, you know, be at the top of the tallest building in Chattanooga and shout it out, I'd say Key to Change Wellness, you know, focuses on corporate wellness.
Well, and when you say corporate wellness, just in case some of our listeners are not really aware of what that is, can you kind of expound on it a little bit?
So it's where we come to the businesses. So we come on site and provide care for employees. And it can look different, right? If we come to an office setting, they might have aches and pains due to sitting at a desk all day and typing away, you know, for 8-10 hours a day. And then it can also be the construction company that we go to, where they put their bodies in unique positions for hours on end. And we provide care, whether it be chiropractic adjustments, soft tissue work, advice on various things in life, like what they're eating from a nutrition standpoint, to maybe there's an ergonomic position that's irritating them at work. Well, can we find another way that's going to help them, or a stretch that's going to help them along, and so they don't have to be irritated and have the ability to really focus on work and not let the aches and pains get in the way?
All right, thank you for explaining that. Sometimes we you know, in our own industries, we use I call it jargon, and we know what it means, but maybe somebody else doesn't, so it's good to just kind of expound on that. But thank you for that. So, you know, whether online or offline, how can our listeners, find out more about Key to Change Wellness?
On our website, keytochangewellness.com. And then we're on Instagram at K2C Wellness. And then the easiest way is just by emailing me if they had specific questions, if it's the right fit for them or not. It's Key to Change Cairo, CHIRO @gmail.com.
Okay. And do you want to share your telephone number?
Yeah. And if they want to text or call, they can do that as well. And it's 423-822-8824.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Johnny, today for being with us. We sure have enjoyed meeting you and learning a little bit more about Key to Change Wellness.
Sure. Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, Scott.
Yeah, much best wishes to your continued success. And
thank you.
I do know, is it all right if I put a spoiler out there and say they will be looking maybe into a new location in the near future? So
yeah,
so
no, that's fine.
Absolutely. So that's exciting news for them. They're going to be, I think, offering a few other things there that they might be able to expound on a little bit later, maybe in another podcast. How's that? We'll try to get back with y'all after you move to the new location.
That would be wonderful.
All right. Well, thanks a lot. And to all the good neighbors of the Cleveland and the Chattanooga area, after meeting Dr. Johnny and learning more about Key to Change Wellness, I know he hopes you will take a moment to consider all that they have to offer there. And remember them when you need or want that the services that they provide. And before ending this episode, I would like to thank you all for taking the time out of your busy day to visit with us at the Good Neighbor Podcast. Always remember to support the locally owned and operated businesses in Cleveland and the greater Chattanooga area. This is Scott Howell with the Friends and Neighbors Group. Everyone go out and make this a remarkable day.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpcleveland.com. That's gnpcleveland.com or call 423-380-1984.